My father and my mother, it's important to say them both because they both worked very hard and sacrificed. Now, they farm here just beside me, and they still have their farm, and that's where I grew up. The farm that I'm on here, I purchased myself, and one lot east was where my grandfather's farm was and still is, and my uncle still farms there with my cousin. So,
typical day for you, fall, I imagine, is a busy time.
Yeah, when the weather's good, we certainly focused on harvest, and so it's all hands on deck. Right now, we're trying to get our soybeans off in a timely manner because it's so important to get winter wheat planted on time. So this next week, when we have some good weather, anyone with a combine will be working. So that's what we do on good weather days. We also sell seed here on the farm. So moving wheat seed, winter wheat seed into farmers' hands, helping farmers get that planted for their own farm is a big part of what we do. And then, on a daily basis, I was elected in February as chair of the Grain Farmers of Ontario. So that job in itself takes quite a bit of time, rain or shine.
How important is advocacy?
I feel it's very important, and I do believe that a lot of farmers feel it's very important. And unfortunately, there's a lot of not only farmers, but just average Canadians that feel like politics is hopeless in some cases, that change or making things better is almost impossible, but you'll get nothing if you do nothing. I started farming as a very young man, and as a young man, I grew processing crops, and only about 5 years into growing crops for them, that processor went broke. So I got a real education, even though I got a university degree in agriculture, but I always say I got my education growing processing crops, and that taught me a big lesson about financial management and the perils of farming, not only just production, but the finance aspect. And so I set forth to building my farm so I could make a living at it, because that was what I wanted to do. So I got involved when I growing soybeans and corn. I got involved with the Soybean Growers Association. I was just a delegate. I was a young man and tried to do my part and learn. So in 2010, the Grain Farmers of Ontario was formed. I was a delegate, and then I believe in 2016 I was elected as a director. And from there, several years later, I was elected on the executive, and I worked my way up on the different executive positions to vice chair most recently, and then in February I was elected as chair. So yes, I've been through the ranks. You know, at the federal level, I would say number one, a carbon tax that is really punishing to our farmers. And we grow corn here in Ontario. We have, very good productive soils and efficient productive farmers. We can grow good crops, and corn is one of them. Ultimately, a big usage is ethanol. And we have a very vibrant, successful ethanol story in this province that does a lot of good things for the environment and provides good, clean fuel for our citizens. At the provincial level as well, you know, we have conservation authorities that are really making it difficult for our farmers to farm. We have trucking issues that making it very expensive to move grain, and many other provincial issues that we're working with our provincial government on. And as far as municipal goes, just for helping preserve the farmer's ability to farm that land is always, source water protection in certain municipalities across the province. And it's just, as municipalities are really financially strapped, they're unfortunately looking for more and more ways to get revenue. And this stormwater management fee has been really punitive to farmers that farm within those municipal boundaries, and to the point where it makes it so expensive a farmer can't afford to pay that and have any kind of margin.
What's the best part of the job for you?
Well, I guess what got me started and what is the best part are the same. I've had time to think about this question, and I have thought about it. And when I was a young man, my parents, they had a dream of farming. They worked off the farm, but they came home and worked just as much at home at farming and building their operation. They had both had very humble beginnings in life, right? And, spent a lot of time working with my dad, who worked very hard. I spent a lot of time with my mom growing things. And I think I would attribute that love of growing things as part of the reason. But my mother had a father that farmed. And she was so proud of him being a farmer.